For years, the Florida legislature has funded Visit Florida, a group charged with advertising and marketing tourism for the state. It works overseas, around the country, and also keeps track of the state's tourism numbers. Now the agency is set to dissolve in October unless the legislature decides to keep it going. But both chambers are at odds on whether it's needed. I'm Blaze Ganey. Visit Florida is a private public corporation that works to bring tourists to the state. Some people are questioning why Florida needs to be advertised when it has beaches, theme parks, and nearly every professional sport. Carol Dover, president and CEO of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, who has also been a part of Visit Florida's board since it was formed, says those places do a fine job of advertising for themselves, but those aren't the places Visit Florida focuses on.
Many people think that Visit Florida is about promoting, you know, the big areas, the big attractions. I think that is not where Visit Florida targets. I mean, many of our larger areas in Florida don't need as much marketing as, say, our rural areas. And like Panama City now, when they begin to come back, Mexico Beach, Port St. Joe, who's going to tell people that they're back open for business when they get back open?
Sarasota Republican Senator Joe Gruters is sponsoring a bill that would remove the repeal date and make Visit Florida permanent.
They play a very important role in terms of marketing our state, especially when we have issues come up like Matthew, Michael, and Irma, as well as Red Tide. They make sure that people know that we are open for business.
St. Petersburg Senator Jeff Brandis believes Visit Florida is a benefit to the state. He just doesn't want the repeal date to go away because he thinks the review process is necessary.
I think there is some leverage that the legislature is giving up here in the future years. And so to the extent that you could extend it 8 or 9 years, I think would allow us to have plenty of runway, but also allows this to be reviewed and make sure that administrations are keeping it running appropriately.
In July 2015, Visit Florida entered into a contract with Pitbull to promote the state on social media, in a music video, and during concerts.
Sexy beaches, hotels.
After it came to light that the contract was worth $1 million, the then CEO resigned, although he defended the deal. But even though former House Speaker Richard Corcoran thought it was a bad deal, Visit Florida has been able to show it's beneficial to the state. According to the Florida Office of Economic and Demographic Research, for every dollar the state invests in Visit Florida, $2.15 in tax revenue is generated. So when people talk about repealing it, Longwood Republican Senator David Simmons says he doesn't get why.
But we keep talking about, or at least I hear reference to, that it's costing us money. That's not correct based upon the EDR numbers that I have seen. We're making money, hard dollars to the state of Florida for an investment to the people of the state of Florida.
Carol Dover remembers when Visit Florida wasn't given the extra funding.
For someone who has been on the board for many years, I remember back when we used to get, you know, $24, $25 million from the legislature, and we hovered at about 82 million visitors for years. We used to constantly discuss, how are we ever going to break the ceiling and get more than 82 to 85 million visitors?
She said their answer came when Governor Rick Scott decided to add more funding to their budget.
So when we got $54 million from the legislature, then we jumped up to 91 million visitors. And that was our first big break from the 82, 83 million visitors. We jumped finally to 91 million. So that's when we knew it worked. The more money you put into marketing, the more people are going to come to our state.
If that funding isn't provided this year, the legislature will still be relying on tourists to come to the state because sales tax revenue is the vast majority of where Florida gets the funds for its budget.
Let's see, we have 1.4 million workers in the hospitality and tourism industry. So when you take the largest employer, the largest tax base, the largest tourist state, and then you want to, you know, even begin to think about, you know, not funding it, it's just, you know, I just can't comprehend why we wouldn't fund it. You know, it's It's definitely a model that's not broken.
As Dover explains, tourism not only helps fund Florida's budget, but also helps business and creates jobs.